student loan forgiveness ruling. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A federal appeals court has rejected a motion from the Biden administration to restart the program to wipe away thousands of dollars in student loan debt for millions of borrowers. The Fifth Circuit Federal Appeals Court in New Orleans allowing to stand a ruling 3 weeks ago by a federal judge in Texas that the plan was unconstitutional. The administration is expected to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Hundreds turned out Wednesday evening at the University of Idaho, a vigil for the four students murdered more than 2 weeks ago. Stacy Chapin, whose son Ethan was one of the victims, with a poignant reminder.
That's the most important message that we have for you and your families, is to make sure that you spend as much time as possible with those people, because time is precious and it's something you can't get back.
Police in Moscow, Idaho are now walking back earlier statements that it was a targeted attack. There are still no suspects. The House has passed the bill to impose a contract settlement on rail workers nationwide to prevent a strike next Friday. The Senate will consider the measure next. Democrats have chosen New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries to be their party's leader in the House.
I also want to convey my thanks to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, an extraordinary speaker for the ages.
Jeffries will become the first black House leader of either party. President Biden lighting the national Christmas tree on the White House lawn Wednesday evening.
3, 2, 1, here we go!
On Wall Street Wednesday, the Dow gained 737 points, NASDAQ climbing 484, the S&P 500 was up 122 points. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
An Ohio man has been convicted for his role in the murders of eight members of one family in 2016.
A jury in Pike County, Ohio, convicted 30-year-old George Wagner IV of eight counts of murder.
It says, we, the jury, find beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant, George Washington Wagner IV, is guilty of aggravated murder as charged in count one of the indictment.
He and his brother Jake and their parents, Angela and Billy, were accused of plotting to kill the adult members of the Roden family over a custody dispute. Jake Wagner had a child with 19-year-old Hannah Roden. While Jake and his mother Angela pleaded guilty to avoid the death penalty, George and the father Billy pleaded not guilty. Attorneys for George say he didn't kill anyone, but prosecutors say he helped plot the crimes and tried to cover them up. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A former elections manager who prosecutors say assisted in a security breach of voting equipment in a Colorado county has pleaded guilty under a plea agreement that requires her to testify against her former boss. Sandra Brown was accused of helping copy a hard drive of election equipment last year in search of proof of election irregularities. One of the voices of the iconic 70s band Fleetwood Mac has been silenced.
Christine McVie, the co-lead vocalist and keyboardist of Fleetwood Mac, has died at the age of 79 after a short illness. Her family revealed the news in a statement which read, she was a revered musician who was loved universally. The singer, whose name was Christine Perfect, was already a charted artist in England when she married bassist John McVie and joined Fleetwood Mac. McVie weathered several iterations of the band. However, that changed with the arrival of Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks in 1974 and became a pop music juggernaut. McVie took a prominent role in the band as her warmth balance the edginess of the American duo. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.